Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Food Rebel Eats podcast. I'm Jody, and I'm here to teach you the truth about food. Understanding how my body works, how food works, and how we actually have all the power to create the health and the bodies that we want has changed my life. So I'm here to make this so simple, so clear, and to help you have complete certainty that you can have the healthy body that you deserve. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. It has been a minute, and I am excited to start talking to you on this platform again. And I'm just going to jump right in because I only have a few minutes before Dalton gets home from school. So I am going to go right into this topic about, it's two parts. So the actual food substance ingredient itself, and then what this actually means for you and how you get to be the one that makes decisions on every single thing that you eat and every single food that you choose, because key words, you choose them, and we need to be knowing why we're choosing things, okay? So if there is one thing that I think is probably the most controversial food in the health wellness world, I think it's eggs. And I just recorded a TikTok yesterday and I posted it today. And I was just mentioning the foods that I have dropped out of my diet for the reasons of maintaining a healthy body. And again, this is my choice, but I'm making it very consciously and I'm making it very certainly and confidently because I believe this is how the body works and I believe this is how food works. And so a lot of the drama that comes from, is this right? Is this food right? Is this wrong? Should I do this? Should I do that? It's because we don't know what we're doing. And I'm not saying this like harshly or anything, but do you think maybe there's a reason that no one was educated on true health as a child? Because you guys, power, owning your power, owning your ability to create what you want is everything. And when we live in a world that wants to keep you in the dark about illness, disease, and like how to be powerful, basically. And so you have a right to be healthy, and you have just as much of a right to understand how your body functions. Like, how does health work? That's why I started making TikTok videos and I started to go more into detail on the processes of health in the body on my YouTube channel and how I've simplified health. That is a YouTube video. I'll link it for you below that I made not that long ago, because if you don't know why you're doing something, then it doesn't have power, right? So I really am a big believer in understanding the reason we're eating certain foods, like the reason we're choosing certain foods. Like, I've decided I'm going to be in charge of my health. And so once I decided that, all of the knowledge that needed to be in place for that to happen came to me. And I'm very certain that I'm taking care of myself. I'm very certain that, the foods that feed disease states and pathogens, which that information came from Anthony William, right? I already knew, you know, junk food, processed food, sugar, fake sugar, those things were no good. And then I had to learn more about organic food, chemicals, and so on. But like literally understanding how every single food works in the human body, down to the processes of cleansing and digestion, like that was where my brain cracked wide open, or not, you know what I mean? Like, I feel very clear. And so it was like learning that eggs and corn and all these other things like dairy and pork and farmed fish and canola do not create health in the human body. And again, I have confidence in the way that I eat for two reasons. One is medical medium information has helped more people heal than any other teacher, professor, health coach, doctor, guru in the world. Okay. Millions of people are following this information and changing their bodies and creating health from many places of chronic illness. Okay. Do you think that's a fluke? No, I don't. I don't think it's a fluke. I don't. And then I applied it to my own body and life. And so I removed eggs, knowing and trusting and believing that what he was telling us is true, that eggs were a food that was manufactured and messed with in labs. So what happened was Epstein-Barr is a virus that creates a lot of disease states in the body. And Epstein-Barr didn't used to be a problematic disease, but scientists were working with it in laboratories and they were feeding eggs to it and it started to mutate and to grow and to change. And so Epstein-Barr feeds off of eggs, you guys. And Epstein-Barr being a very destructive disease in the human body, now me knowing that was the reason I wasn't getting pregnant, that was the reason for my infertility, was that I had Epstein-Barr in my reproductive system. And so of course I'm not going to eat eggs anymore. I know what they are. They're a ball of hormones. You can disagree with me if you want to, but I hope you have like all the health that you want while you're saying that, okay? So everybody is going to thrive when they do what they know is right and what they know works. But a lot of people are just like following trends and following, I don't know, ideas of things. And that's fine. If you really believe something, then it will work for you. But I know what eggs did when I ate them. I did not feel good and I didn't get pregnant. Then when I released them and I understood what I was doing, then I got my cycle back and then I got pregnant. Like, hello. So the point of this is, it's not about eggs. It's about what do you believe? What do you know? Do you know? Do you need to know? Because I know how my body works and I know how digestion works and I know how foods work and I know how every food works. And I also know that there are foods that don't like really make the list of like healthy foods because they potentially can feed pathogens like gluten. But again, on my TikTok, I was talking about how I eat sourdough bread, not every day, not loaves of bread, not all the time, but I like it. And so I'm going to eat it. I don't have celiac. It doesn't make me bloated. Actually, nothing makes me bloated because I am dead solid certain on how digestion works. And it's like impossible. You know, it's impossible to not have good digestion in my world because I created that. And so I know what makes me work and I know what foods help me feel good. And I know what foods make me not feel well too. So the reason for this message, and I will go into more detail in future recordings because there is a lot to say about it. But to wrap this up for today, you have to decide that what you're doing is right. And really that comes from an understanding and a foundation of, well, how does this work? So I really encourage you to find truth with health where you believe you understand your own body and that you are giving it true foods and information. Food is information of what it actually needs, because this isn't just about you. It's about your body and taking care of your body so that you can live your life as the highest expression of yourself. Okay. So I'm going to end it here. We will continue the conversation and I'll talk to you soon. Hi. After I finished recording that, I was editing it and re-listening. And I just want to say a couple times in there, I referred to Epstein-Barr as a disease, and maybe it's a disease, like we can call it whatever we want, but it's a virus and it feeds pathogens, which create disease states and conditions. Okay. So I just wanted to correct my language because I think it is important when we are understanding technically the reason that certain foods don't serve us. It's actually not the food being the problem, right? If pathogens didn't exist,
and we could just eat whatever we wanted with no side effects, then they wouldn't be a problem. And so that's the clarification. Okay. Love you. Bye.